Hey, Elissa Walker Campbell, we have always got you covered right here at the all-new SB Nation Radio. And tonight, we have already highlighted a number of teams and conferences. Time now to zero in on a couple more teams out of the Big 12 Conference, and that is TCU and the Baylor Bears. We are so delighted to have with us from the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, Mac Engel, who has also, he's a hybrid, he's doing it all. He just released his new book. It is titled Pigskin Rapture, 4 Days in the Life of Texas Football. Good evening, Mac, and congratulations.
Thank you very much. I do appreciate you having me on. It's really nice to talk to you again.
It's good to catch up, and we certainly have a lot of ground to cover, so let's head out to the Big 12. TCU, you're right there in Fort Worth. They won their home opener against South Dakota State. I watched it from start to finish, and they were able to prevail in a game that I think surprised me a bit, and Frog fans too, because I thought the Frogs would dominate, but the Jackrabbits really put on quite a show.
Yeah, the offense looked pretty good. The defense looked like junk.
Yeah.
And I know Gary Patterson kept talking up how great South Dakota State is. I don't care. It's an FCS team. If you're playing an FCS team against what was then the 13th ranked team in the nation, it shouldn't be close. And I know it's the first game of the season, and nobody knows what they're doing yet and all that, but the defense didn't look that good. And I have to tell you, people should be concerned because, Alyssa, they basically are starting anew with lots of new defensive linemen and a whole new cast of offensive linemen. Those are key positions. We saw it in the Texas game against Notre Dame. Their offensive line, UT's offensive line, is a big reason why they won. And TCU's offensive line wasn't very good. I mean, I know Kenny Hill, the transfer quarterback from Texas A&M, had a nice game. I think TCU fans have a right to be concerned as they head into their game Saturday night against Arkansas and Fort Worth.
Well, Mac, you know, defense has always been a strength of Gary Patterson's system. Were you at practice this week? I mean, is this was obviously at the forefront of his mind in terms of cleaning it up?
It's a huge concern because, you know, even though they lost 4 or 5 starters to season-ending defensive injuries last year and they all came back this year, the thought was because of that, even though this team has a lot of underclassmen, that TCU's defense would be better. But when you watch what you saw on Saturday night, you watch the game, they weren't very good. Now, you can chalk it up to, you know, the first game or whatever else, and that's fine, but they didn't look very good. I'm sure they'll be better. He's a terrific defensive coach. They've got players.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of putting it together.
Okay, he's a columnist, a blogger with Fort Worth Star-Telegram. Mac Engel is joining us tonight at the all-new SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Connect with us online at Twitter, at E Radio Sports. Mac, reach out to our national audience. Where can they check out your work?
They can check it out, Pigskin Rapture, 4 Days in the Life of Texas Football, the foreword by Troy Aikman. You can check it out on my personal website. If you buy it through there, I can easily autograph it and send it to you. It's at my website, macengel.com. That's MacEngel.com. And you can find my book there. You can also find it on Amazon and other retailers. But if you buy it through me, I'm able to sign it for you. it's a really fun run through Texas football that I did in 4 days last year.
Yeah, and tell us, what was the inspiration of that book? Obviously, you're at the heart of just incredible football right here in the state of Texas.
The idea was to find 4 games on 3 different levels all over the state. We started in Houston on October 8th for the Texans and Colts. Mm-hmm. And then we flew the next day to Midland, Odessa, to the Midland Lee High School versus Odessa Permian, the origins of Friday Night Lights, drove through the night, went to the Texas-Oklahoma game, Red River game, which obviously culminated in what was then Charlie Strong's biggest win, the upset over Oklahoma, finished it up the next day in Arlington at AT&T Stadium, Cowboys and the New England Patriots. And in those 4 days, what I tried to accomplish, and I think I did it, was to compress as much culture and life that has affected by football and that we anchor around football as I could. And what I found was just this great contrasting series of anecdotes and scenes that make Texas football bigger and better than any place else.
Well, football is king in Texas, and what's really cool, too, is it's full of full-color photographs, and obviously you were just talking about just some meticulous reporting on the games and events.
Yeah, and well, I didn't want to put too much about the games because it's not about the games. The games would be kind of outdated. What I wanted to do was try to show how football moves, lives, and goes in 4 days down here, beginning on a Thursday night and ending on a Sunday afternoon at Jerry World. And so I went to high schools. I went to any place, inner city high schools, suburban high schools, colleges. The only thing that I couldn't do, I couldn't include everybody. This is too much. And the only thing that the only school that I really, really, really desperately wanted, and it just didn't fit schedule-wise, with the Aggies. A&M had a bye week that week before they played Alabama the next week, and that was the only bummer. I just couldn't fit it at all, but I got in as much as I possibly could.
And the holidays, before you know it, it's just going to be here. And so, of course, the title of the book is Pigskin Rapture, 4 Days in the Life of Texas Football. We're visiting with the author, Mac Engel. Of course, you can check him out, Fort Worth Star-Telegram. And what kind of feedback have you been getting on it?
Oh, great. Listen, you've done creative things, and I've done 3 books before, and mm-hmm. I'm proud of all of them in my own different way. But I knew when I do this, I knew when I did it, I knew when I was done with that 4th day, I knew it was good. I knew it was good. I knew what I had was good.
That's exciting.
I didn't have any idea about the pictures because I hadn't seen them. But Ron Jenkins, an award-winning photographer, mm-hmm. Along with his assistant, Michael Ainsworth, who had won a Pulitzer Prize at the Dallas Morning News, what they did was spectacular, and it complemented the stories, the anecdotes, and the scenes that we were able to take in those 4 days, and the feedback has been terrific. I've been really humbled by it. It's really flattering when people like your work, and I'm really proud of it. I think you'll enjoy it. I think everybody would enjoy it.
It is a must-read, Pigskin Rapture, 4 days in the Life of Texas Football. As we get ready to close out our interview, give us a quick hit on Baylor. What did you see in week one?
Yeah, great offense against an overmatched team. I mean, that's one of the things that Baylor had done, which was to schedule lightweights to get better, and it had always worked under Art Briles, but the only time it backfired was when they were trying to get in the playoffs. I don't think anybody really knows what Baylor's going to be yet until they play some real teams, and we're not going to see that until the Big 12. I think they're going to be okay. I think that's going to be an 8-9-1 team, but at the same time, I think it's also important to say I don't think any of those guys on that sideline now will be there in January. I think they're going to clean house.
Check him out, Fort Worth Star-Telegram, and author of his new book, Pigskin Rapture, 4 Days in the Life of Texas Football. He is amazing. Mac Engel has been with us tonight in hour number one at SB Nation Radio. Thank you so much, Mac.
Thank you very much. I sincerely appreciate having me. Thank you.
Thank you. We look forward to talking to you again. Stick around. Much more coming your way in hour number two of the Big E Sports Show. Mike Kelly, Missouri football play-by-play announcer, the voice of the Tigers. He's going to break it all down.